This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is en route to Uzbekistan for a two-day visit. The Prime Minister is visiting Tashkent at the invitation of President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev. Both leaders will have discussions on the entire gamut of issues of bilateral importance in Tashkent. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Uzbekistan and the Kyrgyz Republic will strengthen India's strategic partnerships in Central Asia and deepen the civilizational connect with the region. He said in recent years, India-Uzbekistan strategic partnership has seen significant advancement. Prime Minister Modi said he is looking forward to having discussions with President Mirziyoyev of Uzbekistan on further deepening cooperation in trade and investment, digital connectivity, defence, energy, and on advancing the shared visions of Vikasit Bharat and Yangi Uzbekistan. Mr. Modi said he will also visit the Shastri Memorial and the Mahatma Gandhi Center at the Tashkent State University of Oriental Studies, which is a tribute to the close cultural and people-to-people ties that bind the two countries. The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 626, while over 2,000 people remain missing. Police have recovered 233 bodies in Chitwan, 158 in Nawalparasi East, 48 in Golkha, 47 in Nawalparasi West, 45 in Thading, 41 in Nuwakot, 31 in Tanahun, and 13 in Rasua. Search and rescue operations are underway across the affected districts of the Himalayan nation. Officials said the police are coordinating with residents and other agencies to locate missing people and assist those stranded by the floods. Rescued people are being taken from high-risk areas to safer locations. Search and rescue officials are working to clear the roads blocked by flood debris and landslides to reopen access and facilitate relief operations. India has stepped up humanitarian assistance to Nepal. The Ministry of External Affairs yesterday said 320 Indian nationals remain uncontactable or are reportedly missing following the flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said around 100 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain uncontactable. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Jaiswal said 63 Indian nationals working at Trishuli 1 hydropower project were rescued from the affected area. Nepal President Ramchandra Podel today expressed gratitude to his Indian counterpart Draupadi Murmu for her concern and the support extended by the Government of India following the devastating flash floods in Nepal that left hundreds dead and caused widespread destruction. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Odisha till Monday. Heavy rainfall is also likely to hit Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and parts of northeastern states for the next 2 to 3 days. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said as global companies reassess their supply chains and capital allocation, India offers not only the scale of a vast market but also the depth of a long-term investment and operating platform. She made these remarks while addressing a high-level business roundtable with leading investors and business leaders in Chicago in the United States. She highlighted India's broad-based growth, reform momentum and expanding opportunities for long-term investment. The National Testing Agency, NTA, today released the final answer keys for all 5 subjects of joint CSIR-UGC NET examination. Candidates who appeared in the examination can log in using their credentials to access and view the final answer keys pertaining to their subject. The Punjab government has directed all state administrative secretaries and heads of departments today to issue show cause notices to all those employees who participated in the August 27 mass casual leave. Lakhs of state government employees and pensioners had observed Maharthal on August 27th in protest against their long-pending demands, including release of dearness allowance, restoration of old pension scheme besides others, and resolve a range of other long-standing service-related issues. And with that, we end this news bulletin.